Children's College.
Ja.
Don't really have that much knowledge. 40 minutes of pure education. But not in good conversation. We're just some friends from college. And here's the show!
Hey everybody, this week on Friends from College, we have from New York City,
Alina.
Also Marcy.
And from Connecticut,
Jack.
And Boston,
Mihika.
And Madison, Wisconsin,
Joe.
And from the Bay Area, Sachi. This week, we're going to be starting off by talking about situationally appropriate times to honk your horn.
Beep.
I think we've all kind of agreed that it's a semi-regional norms are definitely different in Los Angeles than from my hometown. But before we talk more about the culture of horn honking, we just want to make sure everybody remembers that we've all known each other for years and we understand each other's boundaries when it comes to joking around. Humor is highly subjective, so please consult with your audience before making similar jokes or roasts.
Okay, yes. So you were talking, Sachi, about how it's regional, and I 100% agree. One of the biggest shocks for me when I went to school in a different part of the country was like the fact that nobody used their horn. And where I was from originally, everybody used their horn. It went from being like pretty standard to just blast that bad boy to like if you heard a horn, you're just like, what the fuck are you doing, guy?
Yeah, I'm having that reverse shock right now because I've grown up my whole life driving in Southern California where honking your horn is like a genuine fuck you. It's really aggressive.
It's aggressive.
And over here, everyone is basically saying like fuck you to me because I'm, you know, for the simplest things, and I'm having to grow a thicker skin because I get honked at for like existing. Or I'll get honked at because the car in front of me is taking too long. And I know they're honking at me and not the car in front of me. And it's pretty crazy out here. Yeah. I like the LA model better, I have to say.
I talked to my friend who lives in New York, or she's always lived in New York, and she's like, there's three types of drivers. There's the honkers, there's the screamers, and there's the hand motioners.
So, yeah.
What's the worst one?
A little more broad with their
The screamers are the worst.
So useless. Like, everyone's stuck in traffic and you're honking. Like, what is that? What purpose does that serve?
Venting.
I wanted to say that I also came from the West Coast, and so being in New York, first of all, every single meeting I've had in from 12 p.m. onward has had it been interrupted. Like, at work, I will just be interrupted with a slew of honks. It's never just one honk. It's always like, beep, 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 and it just goes down the row of cars as if it's going to do something, okay? And I, to the question of Joe's of which one is worse, it's totally regional. I think in the northern East Coast, which is where I am now, it doesn't mean a lot because it happens.
No, it means nothing.
In LA or in Southern California, if someone honks at me, like, I will cry. I will cry silently because I'm like, oh my God, I rarely ever honk. Even when people have cut me off to the point of almost crashing my car, I haven't honked. Like, I'm so reserved that unless I really want to fight someone.
I feel that. I think in the Bay Area, people honk even less than they do in LA. But,
Okay, so I grew up in like a suburb of Boston, and I think like Boston itself and the suburbs are nowhere near New York City level, like nowhere near it in terms of honking frequency, but like definitely here, like I don't know if people have heard about this, but Massachusetts residents have like a stereotypical name, nickname called massholes, and it stems mostly from driving.
Does it really?
Yeah, because drivers in Boston don't give two shits about you. They're like the type of people to not look when they turn. It's on you to like be aware that you're like approaching an intersection. And so like the honk, but everyone's kind of in accordance with that, like that weird harmony of like disharmony, essentially. Like people only honk if you are not also being a masshole. Like no one's honking when someone doesn't look when they turn. They're honking when you are going straight and like you get mad. Like it's kind of like your own fault. Like, I don't know, people drive really fast here. Like when I went to California for school, like I was shocked at like how in the fast lane people go like 10, 20 miles per hour slower than they do in Massachusetts. I was just shocked. I was like, this is, I'm definitely a hand gesture.
People in Boston can afford speeding tickets.
Yeah, Mahika, on the speed note, driving here infuriates me because if I'm in a 45, people will be doing between 40 and 45.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just like, guy, like there's open road, go! Go!
Like, if it's a 65 zone, I'm going at 85.
And I mean, I'm going 85 and 55 most of the time. Like,
okay.
Like you got places to go. Like, Jesus. When I'm like driving, I look at the GPS estimate, and I'm like, oh, I can challenge accepted right there, guys.
That's so wrong.
Is it?
It's dangerous.
Is it wrong if everyone else is doing it?
I mean, like,
and, arrest you for whatever, like
I think it depends on the like the driving norm. I mean, I think that the amount that it is unsafe is like relative to what the speed everyone else is driving.
Take the Autobahn.
Yeah,
bro, I think if I ever drove on the Autobahn / if I drove here with like a real fast car, I'd probably end up dead. So it's
what's
like
Autobahn, what's that?
The super highway in Germany. Yeah,
no speed limit.
Yeah, oh, is there no speed limit?
There's no speed limit. The average speed like 120. Most people, the average speed people go is like 120 is like the minimum.
Is that miles or kilometers?
Like my cousin from Germany was like baffled that people will pass you on the right here. He's like, that just doesn't happen there. Like people actually respect the rules of like speed. And if you don't want to drive 120, you stay in the right and people won't be an asshole and pass you on the right.
Oh, that's so true.
Interesting.
Trucks so in the functional lane. I want to die. Trucks in the left lane. I'm like, what are you doing? Get out of the fast lane.
Okay, so y'all can't see this because this is a podcast, but Joe is definitely a hand gesture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's
like
the Italian not thing.
Gesture. I give a big thumbs down to people. It's like, I feel like the middle finger doesn't really mean anything because then you just look kind of like a dick. But when you just hit him with like a thumb, you're like, you've done a bad thing and I'm pointing it out to you.
Yeah, I disapprove strongly, but I won't flip you off.
I need to say the worst thing I've ever seen is almost counterintuitive because like very similar to Sachi's thumbs up. I've seen Jack contrary to Sachi's thumbs down, I've seen Jack give a thumbs up.
Like and sarcastic.
I have lost it because I'm like, oh my God, that is the worst. Like for someone to be like, great job, buddy, and you to feel like an idiot because you know you did something wrong. It's like your mom smiling at you after you like wrecked her whole life by being born. It's like there's such a welling of emotion, sarcasm.
Do we want to unpack that, Marcy? When your mom's smiling at you.
Oh, God. Why do I always get in trouble with my deep, my specific moments?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's really what I'm going for in those moments.
I definitely have had a friend who was, like, a yeller, but he, like, wouldn't yell, like a curse word or anything. He would just like roll down the window and yell, "You have a bad brain." And that's like,
oh my God. I just remember I got this woman cut me off one time and she was being like, she was driving, you know, like not very kindly. And I didn't do anything about it. And then I just look over and she's like staring me down and like glaring at me. And I was like, this woman is glaring at me. And my grandma in the back seat is like, oh yeah, that's because I just flipped her off.
I remember that story. I will say a really powerful tool that I actually use in my everyday life as well is being confrontational. And so when I was driving around in California, the way, and I tell this to everyone, the way I got my way was not by just like jumping in line. It wasn't just scooting through. It was like turning around, putting down my freaking window and looking at them in the eye and being like, can I pass through? You know, especially if it's like bumper to bumper and people freak out. People are always like, okay, fine. Or like,
wait, did you like, verbally say that? Like you
I confront. I just confront. Everyone's so afraid of that because like we're such babies in like, especially in the Southern California way, like everyone's protected by the car you drive. We're not New Yorkers who are always on the street. And so to pop that bubble is a powerful tool to get what you want. I just need
respect. Respect.
I might try that.
That's so funny. Well, so we know that apparently East Coast drivers are way more aggressive and crazy, and even LA is the city known for having a trillion cars and way too much traffic. Apparently, they're not as good at driving. but along a semi-similar vein, we also know that our generation is worse than past generations at fulfilling our sexual needs or having sex. Perhaps maybe that's not the same thing, but that's what we're going to get into next.
What a seamless transition.
Gen Z is having a sex recession.
That was like a Sex in the City, like a sex recession.
I stole that from, that was one of the, I think like one of the 2018 Atlantic like cover stories that I got.
Okay.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well written.
Has so little sex.
Amazing. I feel like the explanation is the like growth of the internet.
In like, what
first
way?
Of all, explain.
First of all, like people can have relationships from very long distances via like simple texting or video chatting or whatever, and internet porn. Like,
oh,
you know, people can get their vices taken care of and very easy ways. It's not as hard anymore. You don't have to like look under the freeway for a porno magazine anymore.
Look under the freeway
porno magazine. I totally
not that I would ever.
I think that like super connected to that and the like growth of the internet though, it's like I mean that we're also just on our phones and people used to like bump into each other in an elevator or like strike up a conversation like on the bus or like all these like natural kind of random in-person meetings that are harder when it's like all those times you fill by like looking at your phone. So those small things, but
true. Yeah.
So is this kind of like, because I just thought about this, are we kind of saying that the whole like sexual liberation thing that's been happening for the past like few decades has actually led to less sexual intercourse?
Well, I think it's both things. I mean, one of the things, this isn't my original idea, I'm also kind of stealing this from something I read, but that like, that the lack of sex isn't necessarily only a bad thing, because in the past there was tons of sex happening that probably shouldn't have been happening, and now there's like way more capacity for women to say no and not have sex that they would have been having that now they like are allowed to say no to. So maybe it's not all a bad thing.
Joe, what were you thinking?
I really think we need to go down this rabbit hole for at least a minute or two. How much of this is due to the rise of incel culture?
Oh my gosh. Probably a significant percent.
Yeah.
Like, ooh,
does everyone know what that is? Yeah, Mihika.
Just saw how to get away with murder episode about it.
Oh god.
Whoa. Just to bring in a little cultural comparison, Japan has like this like epidemic, that's might not be the right word, but just bear with me, of like the Japanese equivalent of incels, in the sense that there are so many men in particular, Japanese men who were in of the millennial generation, so straying away from Gen Z, sorry, but basically they have had like literally no luck with finding women and getting married or getting in relationships, they're like all living in their parents' basement, or I don't know how like if that's how the house structure is in Japan, but you know, different things like that. But I think, and that's definitely been because like that's like studies have been done, that is because of the rise of like gamer culture in Japan and like the toxicity of it.
Oh my god, wow.
Yeah, and it's like
the famous insult. I thought that those were called like parasite kids.
That's I think across all of like including Korea and stuff, but Japan in particular has kind of like a very like a worse problem, and it has been a problem for at least a decade.
Yeah, I saw a Vice documentary on that, and I think
on Japan or America?
On Japan, and I think I saw a lot of services that catered and let people not have to get in a relationship. Like there were these professional cuddlers, professional boyfriends that you can rent for a day, and you literally just pay someone to like be a partner for the day.
And I think that like prostitution adjacent then, like at that point?
I mean, like I think some are sex work and some are strictly non.
Sure.
So yeah, totally it falls into that. And I think I'm someone who doesn't think there's anything wrong really with like certain aspects of prostitution if a woman's in control or whoever,
as long as it's safe, I think it's fine.
But and I wouldn't say prostitution led us to I don't think it's like a reason why we're having less and less sex, because I think the statistic also encompasses things like prostitution, like less men commonly the ones to do it are less and less likely ordering an escort to their houses or like spending time at strip clubs and then taking it further to a sexual relationship. Like the statistic encompasses acts like that. And so for one second I was like, oh, duh, technology. But then for another, I was like, are we just like, is everyone's libido lowering? Like, do we enjoy, what are we doing if we're not having sex? What do you guys think? Like, what are we doing instead of those things?
Well, I think part of it is like our generation has been subjected to like having to like work a lot harder. Not that sounds mean, not like it, or like more intensely, like our relationship to work and career and like success, quote unquote, is like a lot more intense. Like I can't imagine that the college experience of people before like AP classes and the internet was nearly as intense as like the college experience that we had. And so I think when you're like when your values and what you think you have to do have changed so much, and like the way that you've rearranged your time and priorities has changed, right, that sex and relationships has fallen lower for so many people. Not everyone, but a lot. But let's hear from Joe.
To the women who are here with us today, do you think part of that too is due to the fact that like women are like more and more in the workforce and kind of killing it right now? Like UCLA just had a Nobel laureate in physics, and she's like the fourth woman ever to do that. And then there are also two Nobel laureates in chemistry, and that's like I think the first time that's ever happened without like also like a male in there too for CRISPR, which like I've read Jennifer Doudna's book, it's incredible, and the work they're doing is sick. But I'm just wondering, do you think part of that is due to the fact that like women aren't pregnant at 22 and basically stuck in the home anymore?
What do you think, Mika?
I guess like to answer that, like going with that discussion about how generational like change in terms of relationship frequency, you know, I think that definitely it's way more normal now for like women of our age to, and we're all in our like early 20s, like to not be in relationships, in like serious committed relationships, or like playing the field, prioritizing finding a relationship until like much later in life, because there are a lot more women now who are professionally inclined, for whom it just doesn't make that much sense to like have that be a priority when they're pursuing their like second or third degree, for example.
A point to that is like all of my friends who are like hashtag single, like single is my identity and I love it, all of those girls, like Joe said, like they're all killing it academically, career-wise, but like they get some, like they're up and under, like They use weekly, you guys. I have a slew of friends who are like, yeah, like I want to fulfill my sexual needs. And that's different than having a partner. Whereas, yeah, if you have a partner, it's a little more easy to access that, right? You're like constantly with someone who understands your sexual patterns and such. But I have friends who are just like beasts in the field and know how to track
guys
at bars, on Tinder, Fantastic. In line. I have a friend who got a date like in line, person.
Let's go.
Like, that's crazy.
Let's go.
So
like respect for the skill.
Right.
You gotta respect the game, you know.
Right? Yeah. I think it's
sounds like your friends got game, Marcy, and that's fantastic.
Maybe it's just my friends, but I
Joe's
feel like
I'd like to meet this friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marsh, oh. just sauce me your number real quick. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I think that there's also like, and I don't know if this contributes to more or less sex in our generation, but just like the norms around meeting people in public, and like also like we've talked about like the changes in like how to treat women, where like there used to be like just that like the rampant advances on women has changed a little bit, and just that like now there's more like, oh, why are you talking to me? That's creepy. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not saying that that's like bad or that that's like contributing to us like having less sex in a bad way, but just like, I wonder how those changes in like how we interact in public and like it face-to-face change, and like the expectation around like meeting people online versus like in person at a random scenario. But Mihika.
Yeah, like despite all of this really intelligent discussion, I will throw it back to what Alina said, the very first comment, which is I really think it's accessibility to like sexual content and like,
yeah,
and same. Like the destigmatization of like masturbation for yeah. like a lot of, not just women, but also men. Like it's just, it's so accessible to, it's so, I dare yeah. I even say easy.
No, it is.
So many more people to like, Joe's like, yeah, I completely agree.
Well, I mean, it's just
do we
like,
have the stats? Do we have the research to show that our generation masturbates more?
But even the destigmatization is even probably a reason that people are more comfortable with it, and they don't feel like boys, maybe because it's destigmatized, don't feel like they have to get it by they're 16, and girls don't feel like they have to get it, you know, before high school ends. Also, I read a academic journal on how women's libido is like literally near men's libido, so it can't be more.
Interesting.
Yeah, or I maybe more, but I saw that it one is at least equal. Joe,
so two things. One, on the point you just made, I wonder if women just stays more consistent with age, because I feel like as guys get older and their testosterone just goes to shit, they like definitely lose some of that.
Well,
and
then
I get yeah, that happens. Like, does that happen later usually than guys get low T though?
I don't know.
I'm not really trying to find
Alina,
out.
Miss Biology?
Yes, hello. I do have facts.
Oh, future doctor over here.
Menopause can happen between ages 40 and 60, but like dudes can have babies till they're 75. Mm. However,
hell yeah.
The dong don't work like it. The dong don't work like it.
Jack.
We're going to strike Jack's comment from the record.
We have to.
But also, so back to like the East thing too. Like, I feel like in the past, if you're like 13 and trying to just like masturbate, you like had to go like somehow sneak your way into like a Playboy or like a Penthouse magazine. Right. And now like 13-year-olds have smartphones. So it's just,
oh
like,
god, actually when you say that, that's terrifying.
Yeah, guys, right?
I've had the talk with a younger sibling of mine, because I know that this younger sibling is just gonna reach all information points of that subject way earlier than any of us could have. Like, the way I'm sure all of us found out about that stuff was primarily through friends, and then maybe later, like the internet is like a reinforcement.
The radio.
Right, the radio. I've read some stuff. Like, you know, like inappropriate radio stations and such.
I remember asking what sex was based on a thing I heard on FM radio.
Wow. Oh,
go wow. radio. Yeah, but now those kids are just, they have it all in the palms of their hands. I told my sibling, I said,
is that a pun?
I told them to know that, you know, the videos are not always representative of how people like to be treated. They're very staged. It's fun to engage in that, as long as you know that that's not how it is in real life. and you can have so much fun in real life if you just are really communicative and stuff. And I've had this speech almost too many times, annoyingly, as the older sibling to my very young sibling.
They're probably like, Marcy, shut up. We don't even know what that is.
But they will appreciate it. They will appreciate being part of the first generation raised by like sex positive people, because that's very new.
Jack, were you raising your hand?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't.
We're going to cut that out.
That's a red flag.
Moving on, since it is, you know, we're pushing mid-October, it is the essential time to start talking about winter holidays, because last time I went to Costco, I already saw Christmas trees.
You did not.
I did, and this was weeks ago. So
it's barely spoopy season.
So yeah, if that doesn't explain this next topic enough, when and how do you start transitioning into winter holidays? What's okay?
I'm not the person to ask because I'm way too early every single year.
Christmas carols until after Thanksgiving. That's kind of our only rule.
See, you guys should meet my mom, because my mom will put up, there have been years, especially because it gets cold, and my mom loves decorating, so she doesn't want to do it in the cold, so because we're like doing outdoor decorations, so she'll just put Halloween, like she will put rather Christmas stuff up before Thanksgiving sometimes, and she'll have like had Thanksgiving up too.
Nice.
Just take the Thanksgiving stuff down before Thanksgiving, and we'll have the Christmas stuff up for like a full month and a half, because my mom really loves Christmas.
This year, not gonna lie, I don't think we still have our last year's Christmas lights up. Like, I think we're usually really bad and don't take them down until like March, but then this year it was COVID, so we just kind of never took them down.
Fair, very fair.
Just up, and they will be.
Yeah, like, pretty much very similar to Sachi's household. Like, we have a very lax policy about holidays and decorating. We're kind of like a month late to everything. Like, people start putting up. Okay, first of all, I think it's worth mentioning my family's Hindu. So we also celebrate Diwali, which is usually in November. So what happens is around Thanksgiving, or like a few weeks before Thanksgiving, we put up the string lights around our door, and maybe around, like, we have like a lamppost, and like that stays up. I'm not kidding, guys. It has been up the entire year. Like, we have not taken it down. The wreaths come out like close to Thanksgiving. Like, we have one wreath on our door that comes out close to Thanksgiving. But like, there's never been a winter that I remember where we took down our Christmas lights before like mid-February. We're really not on top of the whole, like, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, our neighbors do it, like, we should just like, let's take it down, whatever. We're not a very proactive household. End comment.
And more with Joe's household, I feel like my another disclaimer, or not disclaimer, but background is like, my holidays in my household aren't really big for the holidays. For instance, on Thanksgiving, we get a lot of lectures about like the indigenous groups and the real history of the holiday, or Christmas in my household isn't celebrated because of Jesus. It's like, it was the end of like the civil wars. There were truces during my parents' civil wars. So it's really important that for that time of the year for everyone to be together, but we're not into like all the religious traditions of the holidays.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, it's weird, but like, my parents, or my mom rather, will have the Christmas radio on the minute it's on. Like, if it's on in October, it'll be on.
Mine too.
She sings along to Mariah Carey. She has this calendar that counts down 25 days till Christmas, and the Christmas tree has to be in the household before that countdown. Halloween is always decorated. Like, we're always a household that people are invited to come in and take like cupcakes and things beyond candy. So like, my mom drives so much earlier. I know, she's real into it, Joe.
I think sort of a similar vein to that note is like, in my family, we do like the traditional Italian Christmas Eve, where it's just like a bunch of fish and all of us. But I also had a conversation with an Uber driver about a week ago, and he was like this Mexican dude, and he was just telling me all about how he would like, he went to like Mexico to visit his family for the holidays, and they were just making a bunch of like meat, like tacos, and drinking a ton of like liquor on like Christmas. I was like, dude, that sounds awesome. He was like, oh, it was.
Yeah, very,
very interesting to hear just that like very different tradition. Like I couldn't imagine eating tacos on Christmas, but like I'm here for it. That sounds dope.
Wait, what's Italian Christmas? What's the traditional?
So like Christmas Eve is like a bunch of fish and like pasta. Mm-hmm. And then Christmas, like, I don't know, my grandma always makes like Monogoth, and there's usually
what is that?
It's similar, it's like more or less like manicotti. If like
I don't know what that is either.
So it, like imagine, it's hard to explain, but it's almost like a, like I want to say like it almost kind of looks like a cheesy roll up from Taco Bell, but with like a more Italian. I don't really know how to describe it.
We'll be sending a picture to the group chat later.
A cheesy roll up.
Our listeners.
It's on the dollar menu at Taco Bell.
That's so funny. Yeah, I feel like the holidays in my family too, it's like really not a religious thing. It's like a family / cultural
name.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm wondering for you people that are living like on the opposite coast as like the rest of your family, what your holiday prep is like, and if you're like forging some like holiday spirit in your East Coast home, or you're just kind of waiting and you're gonna go home. Like, what is that?
Who's not home? Lena.
I think it's kind of hard just because of the, well, I only have like 9 days off for Christmas or for the holidays.
Wait, really?
I go home December 22nd.
You're in school with 9 days off?
Yeah, me.
It's med school. It's not just school.
I'm going to be elbow deep in my cadaver until then. So
she's not kidding, guys. There's a real dead body.
No, I know. Like I get like a day
off. Like I thought
it
was a joke, but it's not.
Me and Edward are going to get really intimate, so.
Was that actually his name, or did you just name him that?
No, his name's Edward.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Sidebar about Edward. I just watched a YouTube tutorial about how to make glitter, like sparkles in Photoshop. And I like the guy in the video introduced himself as Edward and was making this ongoing joke about Edward and sparkles, and I didn't get it at all until the end of the video. Anyway,
sorry. I still don't get the joke. What's the joke?
Edward, like Twilight Edward that sparkles.
Oh,
Pattinson, baby. It looks awesome.
He'll never be a cadaver because he'll live forever.
Have you guys seen the trailer for that?
What?
Batman movie with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, is it out?
No.
Yeah.
The trailer looks so good. He's just like, I'm vengeance in like a Batman voice.
I can't see him doing that.
Why did I ruin
his career? He could be a good actor. He is a good actor.
The Lighthouse was good.
I heard him in The Tenant. I think he can be a phenomenal actor. I'm just, Mahika knows this. I'm not a action hero movie person, and it's hard for me to get
really?
Into that. Yeah, she was like, one day she came home and she was like, Black Panther's amazing. I've seen it for the third time. It's amazing. And she was like, Marcy, you have to see it. It's a cultural, like, you know, the movement. And I was like, that's great. I don't want to see Superman, Mahika. And like,
you did watch it though, right?
No.
All right, Scorsese.
I'm going to be very honest, though. The reason Robert Pattinson's not a good fit for Batman is because he's too skinny.
Mahika, I agreed, and then I saw the trailer.
Really? Is he
right? Yeah, he's jacked.
No, well, not really, because he refused to bulk up for the movie.
That's the thing. He would, like, go in an interview. He'd go up to the director, because he's batshit crazy, and he'd be like, I am doing a take on a incredibly drug-addled, starved Batman. And the director would be like, you're right.
Mahika would not changing his weight for a role. Yeah. That's so powerful.
I think he's
so down for him to be Batman. I just think he's such a weirdo.
Yeah, oh, he is.
More of it. You know, I just want all I can take.
Okay, what movie is that meme of him from where he looks fat and balding?
Is he?
Or he's standing in the sweatsuit where he's
like, yeah, that one.
That's not Good Time.
That's not from Good Times. I don't think that's actually from a movie. I think it's literally just a photo of him.
I thought it was just real life.
It's just like
Robert Pattinson.
It's him on a Sunday morning.
There's no way. There's no way.
Caught off guard.
He's balding in that.
He's a weird dude. He's like a tortured. He's like a Jake Gyllenhaal. I feel like. He's like a weird artist, like non-celebrity. You know.
Yeah, he's like, don't look at me, but also like, look at me.
But also,
guys, this is my childhood crush. I can't see him bald.
Okay, ready? Some choice quotes. Sometimes, just when I say hello the right way, I'm like, whoa. I'm so cool.
No way he said that. He's canceled.
Another one from Robert Pattinson himself. My dad says he likes to bask in my glow.
These are taken out of context, first of all. It might have been in the context.
How would you react, though, if your dad just went up to you one day and was like, you know, I just really love to bask in your glow.
I'd be honored. Oh my God, wait, guys, you,
this is a real,
I love
this
you
is a basking
real quote. In your glow as well.
This is a real quote. Robert Pattinson, quote, I really hate vaginas. I'm allergic to vagina, but I can't say I had no idea because it was a 12-hour shoot. So you kind of get the picture that these women are going to stay naked after like 5 or 6 hours, but I wasn't exactly prepared. I had no idea what to say to these girls. Thank God I was hungover, end quote.
He's a liar. What? He loves vagina. He loves it.
He was talking about his cover shoot alongside nude female models.
Oh, I was like, what context is that?
Have you guys seen that video of him? Like, it's a Dior commercial, and he makes out with some girl in like, an elevator.
No.
It is.
That sounds bizarre.
It's stimulating.
And this is why our generation has less sex.
Yes, you said it.
Oh my God, wait, I have another one. Maybe this is what Alina was talking about from the makeout commercial. Dior. Yeah, from the Dior commercial. Quote, I have extraordinarily heavy saliva. It's funny, I noticed it the other day. If I try to spit, I can only get it about a foot. Someone informed me the other day, it's because I've got heavy saliva. I thought it was because I didn't have much lip power.
He's going on
someone spit on you in kind of an erotic way. It's pretty great.
He's insane.
Wait, guys, this was on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I think he said he likes to be spit on. I feel like that's not that crazy.
Well, you know what's crazier? Odell Beckham Jr. apparently likes to be shit on.
How'd that come out?
That's
So there's like, you remember the girls who, I think it was the same girls. Remember the girls who were like, one of them came out on like some podcast and was like I blew Devin Booker and like 7 players on the Phoenix Suns. But it was like these, I think it was the same girls on a podcast.
Apparently, that's why they suck.
Yeah, apparently like OBJ like messaged this girl and saying like, shit on me, please, or something like that. So like, is
Did
it
he
true?
Like just misspell like sit?
No, I don't think so. But like,
he was trying to sit on my face, and it just went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, like who knows if that's true, right? Like, you'll never know. But it definitely blew up like Barstool Sports on Instagram for like a couple days. It was really funny. There were so many Cleveland Steamer jokes because he's on the Browns.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Joe, you're talking to a sports. Like brick wall audience.
Okay, it's like 50-50 here. But what we are not a brick wall on is Halloween candy because everyone loves it. We all have our favorites. Let's hear from
Endless
some
transition.
People. Halloween candy as currency. What does it all mean?
Alina, did you have an idea on that?
Oh, not particularly. I just like, I'm a big fan of the sour ones, you know?
Underrated.
Like Sour Patch
Kids. Those are the rarest.
What about
exactly. Warheads? They don't come in bags a lot. Sour Patch Kids, I feel like I would rank as my favorite, except I feel like I've rarely gotten them.
You know what was number one? The Warheads? Caramel Apple Pop.
Yeah.
You know, where it was like caramel on the outside, the green lollipop inside.
I don't think I ever got that trick-or-treating.
I wouldn't make
that's a Latin American. That's a Latin American candy. I don't know where out of the 22 countries of Latin America, but I swear it's in every piñata of every different
Latin America. Wow, I did not know that.
It's like, if they don't know what we're talking about, it's the green sour apple candy with like half caramel dripped on top.
It's so good. It's so good.
That was my middle school corner store
Nice.
That's cool. I'm a Butterfinger guy, like, honestly.
You can keep them.
I'm a Butterfinger. Because I would have loved to trade those away, you know? Yeah.
I also love hot tamales, and almost nobody likes hot tamales.
No, I gave you all my hot tamales for such a good trade on your end. I hate those.
You like Almond Joy, too?
Yeah.
I actually really like
Mounds. Mounds is better, though, I think.
It's the same.
No, it's not.
No, Mounds is coconut. Almond Joy is like the almond is in there.
No, yeah. Almond Joy is
coconut. I hate coconut.
They're both coconut.
What?
I hate
it. It's fine. I'm like a polarizing opinion. Coconut is very controversial.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Definitely.
So apparently candy corn is also polarizing. Is that true?
It's so sweet. It's I like it, but it's sugar. So sweet.
Yeah, that's what Skittles are too.
Yeah, but candy Skittles corn are like fruity, and candy corn is the flavor is just weird.
No, yeah, I can't believe you just compared Skittles to candy corn. Well, I mean, they're completely different.
No, I agree. I'm just saying they're both pure sugar.
Well, no, because Skittles have that bite to them.
Do you ever eat like frozen cold Skittles to the point where they just like break?
Yes, I get them in my my frozen yogurt and then they freeze. And
good choice.
Does anyone have any strong antis? For instance, I don't think nuts are the best in any candy or sweet thing. I really would prefer Twix over Snickers.
I love Twix.
Twix is fantastic.
I love Twix.
My favorite candy.
I share your passion for Twix.
Me too. I have this big ass bag from Costco of mixed candies, and I have to pretend like I'm not secretly.
Yeah, I don't know how you're ignoring that.
Twix in my handful, and I just have to like take the Butterfingers and like eat them and whatever I want, you know.
You can eat strong antis. What are our antis?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys ever fucking get pretzels in your Halloween bags when you were a kid?
Yes. Yes.
I wanted to.
Yes.
Oh God, that was like.
I like them. I
that
like
was a
them
war crime.
No, Wait. What?
Did you say that was a war crime?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that violated the Geneva Convention.
Or a toothbrush. A toothbrush. I've gotten toothbrushes.
You did not get a toothbrush.
Little foldy ones. Yeah. Sick joke.
Did you trick or treat with dentists?
Trail mix.
Trail mix is good.
It has M&M's in it. You don't like trail mix?
Who likes trail mix? Halloween candy.
Trail mix is good.
Not on Halloween.
Why would you want trail mix with no chocolate?
My neighbors, as a kid, would give out like books.
What?
That's
nice,
but like
Halloween.
Wait, that's
not so many books.
Yeah. That is an expensive trick or treating.
Yes.
Do you guys ever get lamb curry?
That's a dream. If I got any type of curry,
ethnic household like that.
Did you guys ever get the gummy Krabby Patties? I used to.
Those are delicious.
I don't like those.
Everyone's like 10 out of 10.
No.
I love that. I love how soft they were.
It's not about the flavor. It's about like the idea. You can take it apart.
Uh-huh.
Alina, you're talking. You sound like you're talking about the erasers.
What?
It's not about the flavor. Food.
You know, remember when we were in like, I don't know.
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
You'd like to take a bite.
The forbidden meal. The forbidden snack.
Oh, no.
It's hard for me to say, like, what's the worst and best candy. Because ultimately, I feel like we're marketed the same ones. The Twix, the Skittles, you know, I wish Sour Patch was in there. I'm just really against nuts. Not huge. And of Babe Ruth. And
again,
like,
this is why our generation's having less sex.
Bad. Mr. No, Good Bar, him. Mr. Bad Bar.
Oh. So like, more like Mr. Bad Bar.
More like Mr. Bad Bar.
Got him.
Got him.
I have a follow-up real quick.
Let's hear from Mahika.
Thank you, Sach. What warrants toilet papering a house? Not saying that like you've done it before, but like what made you when you were younger?
A cheating boy who knows that
I'm talking about wild trick-or-treating, Marcy.
we're not talking, like,
that's
my
not
house,
a thing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
The only time my house was toilet papered was, like, for varsity soccer.
I was TP'd twice.
Guys, this really? Is a hypothetical question about what, when you were younger, would make you so mad that, like, or is this not a thing? Like, in
no.
where I'm
like,
from?
It's a thing, like middle TP'd. Schoolers do to, like, the boy they like. They're like, hee-hee, let's TP.
For us, it's, like something that really only house. Happens in on Halloween if, like, someone gives out bad candy or, like, stuff like, I mean, not like, not legitimately.
That's so it's cruel. Just, like,
not that, legit. It's not like, that's like
a, that happened with me too. Maybe it's like a suburb thing.
Jack, yeah, Jack, I think it's a suburb thing.
Jack's just like TPing all those mofos who gave him pretzels.
There's nothing
pretzels and lamb curry. I'm like, come on, guys. This is too
okay,
savory.
But seriously. Okay, so I guess it's not as relatable as I thought.
You would never. Also, were, toilet paper is like $20 a roll these days.
Yeah, who yeah. would? I can't drive across the city to my. I don't know. Yeah. I
really have to. Okay, I just
for the record, there was some like of it by me, but it was more silly string.
For the record, I would just like to state that I said the words hypothetically as a child and like related to trick or treating. So y'all
still, I still think
that's just like a non-existent realm. There's no hypothetical child TPing in my.
Yeah, same. It's like that's cheating true. X or you don't deserve it. So
yeah,
that's the only criteria, Marcy.
Mahika, it was for sure in my suburbs too. But.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we wrap up with a classic episode of Based or Not? This Woo-hoo! Week's debate will be about debate. Maybe that gives it away. Our presidential candidate, Joe Biden.
Not based.
I was going to say based.
Not at all.
I have been told that we're not supposed to make fun of the way he speaks because he has a stutter.
I'm not even talking about
no,
it.
No,
let me finish. Guys, let me finish. Yeah. Let me finish. I literally said a dependent clause, okay? Anyways, but like, I'm not making fun of him. I'm just pointing out the way he speaks is very based.
Oh my God.
Agreed. I agree.
This man talks like he's at peak edible.
Yeah, it was really, it definitely was based when he said poor kids are smarter than white kids.
Oh my God. Alina or Jack?
What?
Well, I think I love the like old man, old white guy lingo, like malarkey and bunch of baloney and like shit
that's
like that.
That's fair.
That stuff is like gold to me. Anytime anyone says it, anytime my dad says it, anytime it's said, it's like the funniest, like dumbest thing in the world. So
hullabaloo. Yeah,
hullabaloo. Yeah.
Riffraff. Yeah. Betsy.
Yeah. Dog-faced pony soldier. he said, I don't know what that means, but he said that to someone. And
okay, based like or not, and why?
So, yeah. Great. Yes.
Yes, based.
Yes, I'm Jack, and Alina votes.
I still don't know what based
means. What is your gut? What does your gut tell you?
It's like, yeah.
You know, we gotta support our man out there. it's Alina says yes, he is based.
It's a tough time. We're all doing our duty, but independently of our duty, based or not.
Does it mean cool?
Alina, there's an answer in your stole, and you need to tell us what it is.
Why haven't you Urban Dictionary'd this by now?
Yeah, I did, and I still don't get it.
It's a gut feeling. Just go with it. Don't try to define it and lean into it too much.
He's based, true. Okay.
There she goes. And that's a minority.
Biden is
in fact, based.
I guess for the record, I've hated two out of these three decisions, just for the record.
Okay.
Joe, you're on record. Everybody knows what you voted for.
Oh, yeah. I agree, but like it needed to be said.
Okay. That's a majority. 4 out of 6 say based.
Yeah.
Outro Sachi.
Dun 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 dun.
Tina.
You can't see
you next time.
Thanks for joining us.
The Lively Conversation. We're just some friends from college. And here's the show.